This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Hello, folks. Hello, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. Great to be with you, as always, every Saturday. Terrific stuff. By the way, you can join us during the week. Fox Business Network. Name the show's Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. And if by some crazy reason you can't make it at 4, just text your favorite 9-year-old. We'll teach you how to DVR the show. You'll never miss a thing. And here you can live stream us over the internet. Get us all across the country, around the world, throughout the solar system. All you have to do is LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com. Plenty to talk about, as always. I don't know. Let's lead with Kyrsten Sinema, former Democrat senator from Arizona, who has changed her situation, I'm going to call it. She hasn't really changed parties. You know, she's now an independent. All right? Independent. And this is a very cynical ploy on her part, okay? I was reading all the press reports. We talked about it on the show, on the Fox Business Show, yesterday afternoon. I don't know. I mean, what you got here, first of all, nothing changes in the Senate. So instead of 51-49, 51 Democrats, 49 Republicans, because Warnock beat Herschel Walker. So now you'll have 50-49. Okay. And that means that Chuck Schumer is still the majority leader and the Democrats still run the Senate and the Democrats will still run the committees and will get the majority staff of the committees. That's what that's all about. So nothing really changes. There's no cost particularly. In fact, Schumer hailed the move. Kyrsten Sinema did this because she's got problems in Arizona. And she figures she's got better chance running as an independent in Arizona rather than as a Democrat because the left wing of the Democratic Party wants to challenge her in a primary in 2024, where she's up again. And they will challenge her in a primary. Now, as an independent, she can avoid that challenge. But I will say this, it really means you'll have two liberals versus a Republican. So I think that in an odd sort of way, despite all these machinations on her part to dramatically declare herself an independent, it's going to actually help the GOP pick up a Senate seat in Arizona. Okay, that's what I think is going to happen. In fact, I think Governor Ducey would be the guy to run for the Senate. He should have run the last time. Probably would have won. Guy's a terrific governor, Doug Ducey, friend of mine, tax cutter, fiscal conservative, school choice, et cetera, et cetera. So, I don't know. Kyrsten Sinema made a lot of noise yesterday, a lot of news spilling over to today. I don't really see what's changed. Democrats still going to run the Senate. They're going to run the committees. They'll have the majority. Now, Sinema is an odd duck in a way because she is not as left-wing as her party. I'll grant you that. She did, however, vote in favor of both of the two big Democratic spending bills. She voted for the bill back in March of 2021, which helped trigger the inflation, which continues to this day. We're going to talk about that because we've got a lousy produce a price index number. Inflation still goes on. Fed still got a problem. We'll talk about that as the show goes on. But she voted for that bill, and she voted, a month ago, whatever it was, for the so-called misnamed, fraudulently named Inflation Reduction Act. She voted for that. Now, I will say, in between the two bills, the so-called Build Back Better, which would have reversed all of the successful Trump tax cuts. Okay. I will say that. She held back. She indicated her opposition to all the tax increases, the corporate tax hike, the individual tax hikes, et cetera, et cetera. So that was good. Okay, so we'll give her credit for that, right? No problem. She made Build Back Better. I mean, she and Manchin was opposed to the spending at that point, but they both came around for the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a terrible vote. But she did have a better situation on the tax cut. So I will give her that. She did vote for the Inflation Reduction Act, which had some corporate tax increases. So she's not pure. She's a big greenie, by the by. Big greenie. She started her career out as a greenie. But that's about as much as I can say. It's not an earth-shattering decision. Doesn't change a darn thing. The Republicans will hold the House. They got the House back. It wasn't the cavalry, but it was a platoon. They'll have 222 votes. I still believe Kevin McCarthy is going to be the speaker. I believe he should be the speaker, and I think he will be the speaker. And I think the GOP can do some very good work. We will have former Senator Phil Graham, former Texas Senator Phil Graham, the brilliant Phil Graham, the great Phil Graham, will be on at the half hour to talk about how the Republicans can use the House to stop the onslaught of spending and taxing and regulating. So it'll be a very important interview, which you ought to hang around for. I don't miss that. But point is, Kyrsten Sinema, doesn't do much for me. You know, just doesn't really do much for me. I mean, if she would caucus with the Republicans as an independent, that would be more interesting, wouldn't it? Right? That would have made it 50-50, which would have been the status quo. Right? Then they would have had to split up the committees. But that's not going to happen. She won't caucus with either. She never went to the Democratic conference meetings anyway. But that's about all. But she's not. I mean, I don't think she is. They're giving her the same committee assignments, Chuck Schumer. So that, what does that tell you? Tells you nothing's really changed. I think actually, as I said, helps Republicans win in Arizona come 2024 for the Senate. So that's one point. Okay, that's one point. Now, the Twitter story continues. All right, the Twitter feeds, the Twitter tapes, the Twitter tweets keep getting put out. And obviously it shows that the lefties running Twitter censored conservatives, including Donald Trump. All right, it's all out there. I don't think there's a lot I'm going to add to this story. You know, we've covered the story. We've looked at it. The most important part of this story is Elon Musk. Right. Who's the smartest guy on the planet, who's mounting a free speech campaign, going to completely change Twitter. I'm looking at a headline, Fox News. Elon Musk says election interference by social media companies is wrong and undermines democracy. Twitter CEO Elon Musk took to the platform Friday evening to call out big tech's influence over the election process, calling such involvement wrong, and saying it only serves to cripple democracy. Echoing the complaints of many across the country, Musk said, election interference by social media companies obviously undermines the public faith in democracy and is wrong. He is correct about that. He is correct about that. He also said that my former boss, President Trump, would have lost anyway, even if they hadn't had the censoring. I guess that's right. I guess that's right. By the way, on the issue, let me just digress. You know, Republicans, I had a wonderful conversation with my very dear friend, Kellyanne Conway, on the Kudlow Show, I guess it was. Tuesday. No, I think it was Wednesday. Anyway, the Republican Party has got to wise up, okay, and understand that early mail-in balloting and harvesting is here to stay. Okay, that's the deal. You may not like it. I don't particularly like it. But the days of only voting on the Tuesday of the election, and with the exception of legitimate absentee ballots, those days are over. Not my preference, but they're over. And early voting through mail-in ballots and the harvesting, you know, third-party harvesting that goes with that, yes, it opens the door to a certain amount of corruption. I don't really like it, but it is here to stay. And Republicans have to get wise to it. They have to learn all of the tricks that the Democrats have learned and help to beat Republicans in 2020 and again in 2022. Some of these Senate races last November were all about early voting, mail-in ballots, especially in Pennsylvania, with Oz running against this crazy Fetterman person. You know, the debate was in late October, and everybody saw how horrible Fetterman was, but they'd already voted, well over half. Republicans were caught with their pants down again. And I think some of these other races in Nevada, Georgia, maybe Arizona with Blake Masters. I'm just saying GOP has got to get wise to this. This is the new reality, like it or not. I don't especially like it. I know Trump's against it. Maybe right, but it doesn't matter because it's here to stay. And whoever is the new Republican, look, if Ronna McDaniels wins again for Republican National Committee chair, I have nothing against Ronna. She's a nice woman. I don't know. She's presided over some losses. But my point is they need the RNC and the Republican Campaign Committee in the House and the Republican Campaign Committee in the Senate has got to figure out a way to organize, technically, get all the technicians and mount a national campaign for early voting, mail-in ballots, and harvesting. That's the deal. They've got to match the Democrats. And if they do, they'll start winning again. Because the country doesn't like Joe Biden. The country hates inflation. The country hates woke. The country hates socialism. The country doesn't want to destroy ourselves with this phony, unscientific climate change obsession. They don't want this stuff. But these elections are skewed by early mail-in voting and harvesting. The GOP has got to get their operatives to do the harvesting. They've got to get their operatives to mail out the ballots. I mean, you look at the numbers, the GOP wins by 20 points on election day, but it's the early voting where they get killed. You got to stop this. I mean, you got to stop the hemorrhaging. You got to get wise. We have smart people. We have operatives. Where are they? Get out there. You need a whole national operation. I say this because, look, I love what Elon Musk has done with Twitter is fantastic. Elon Musk, the smartest guy on the planet. He's my hero. Free speech. Very sensible guy. Sick to death of big government. Doesn't want a lot of taxes and regulations. He's spot on, this guy. You know, his electric cars, SpaceX, now is Twitter. I mean, he's fantastic. His satellite company, everything. Most remarkable man of the hour. But GOP didn't lose because of Twitter. GOP loses because they're getting out-hustled before Election Day. Before Election Day. That's my point. And I think that's the key issue here. You want to start winning? Then get to the new reality, which started during COVID in 2020. I understand all that. But so many of these states have now ratified, you know, the legislatures have ratified this mail-in balloting and harvesting. And by the way, I think the harvesting is a terrible idea. And Lord knows what happens. There's, you know, there could be vote stealing. But we have to have ours. You know? Democrats have their criminals. Republicans got to get their criminals. Get out there and out-hustle them. We can play this game. You know, two can play this game. I don't mean to call them criminals. But you know what I mean. You want to be clever. And that's the big issue. So free speech on Twitter is absolutely terrific. Absolutely terrific. But, you know, I don't want to hang around and worry about Kyrsten Sinema, which side she's going to caucus with. She's changing her name to independent from Democrat, but she's not going to join the Republican conference. Nothing's going to change. We lost the Senate, and we shouldn't have, okay? And I know people are blaming my former boss, Trump. Maybe he deserves some blame, but I think very small, okay? He wasn't on the ballot. And people weren't fighting about election denying in 2020. Okay? I just don't buy that. And were they bad candidates? They were new candidates. I think many of them were terrific Republican candidates. I interviewed all of them so many times on the Fox show, two and three times. These were smart people. You know, and J.D. Vance did win. But I interviewed all. I mean, Laxalt, Adam Laxalt in Nevada, what a terrific candidate he was. He should have won. Okay, he should have won. But the point is, I think the biggest problem was, and I think we lost some close races because of the balloting, early balloting, mail-in balloting. And we got to fix that. Got to fix that. And Ron McDaniels or whoever runs the Republican National Committee, just get going. And the two Senate campaign committees. Get out. Get the people in place. Teach everybody how to do this. No more. Republicans can play this game too. Then you'll see a totally different story. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. I got a lot more to talk about. We got inflation problems. We got crazy Federal Trade Commission, anti-market, anti-Microsoft stuff. And we got Senator Phil Graham coming to talk about how the Republicans can use the House to roll back Biden's socialist agenda. No more tax hikes. Let's stop the spending and the over-regulating. Let's turn on the spigots. As long as the spigots are off, Vladimir Putin is getting help in Ukraine and elsewhere. Anyway, I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back after this brief word.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We just got a couple of minutes. We went over on the beginning. Shame on me. I just want to make this point. This is a very strange story out there. Europe is buying all this liquefied natural gas, LNG it's called, right? They're buying it from Russia. I talked about this on the Fox Business Show during the week a couple times. They're buying 30 million euros worth. I'm sorry, 30 billion euros worth. They're buying as much from Russia as they are giving assistance to Ukraine. It's a terrible story. It's a terrible story because they're totally unprepared. And the greenies stopped them from, giving them any sense of energy independence from Russia. I mean, literally, they're buying so much LNG from Russia, 30 billion worth. That's what basically all of Europe is giving to the Ukraine for assistance in the fight for freedom. And so I just went one step further, and I just want to put it out there. We'll return to this later. But Vladimir Putin would never have invaded Ukraine in the first place if oil wasn't $100 a barrel. His whole history is that that's what he does. Oil is his cash crop. That's all he's got. Okay? That's all he has. And you look at the numbers, every time oil goes over $100 a barrel, every time he invades. This was true when he invaded Georgia in 2008. Oil got to $150 a barrel. This is true when he invaded Crimea in 2015. Oil was over $100 a barrel. And oil got to $95 a barrel, almost $100, and he invaded the Ukraine last winter. It's very simple. It's his only cash crop. We keep feeding his war machine by buying his oil and gas. When oil was around $50 a barrel through the Trump years, he invaded nothing. The moral of the story is open the spigots. And we would have stopped Putin. Even today, we would stop Putin. That's what I want to say. Anyway, Senator Phil Graham of Texas coming on in just a few minutes. And we're going to talk about the new Republican House and how that can get us back towards free market capitalism. Open the oil spigots. That's the moral of the story.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.